Hello and welcome once again to San Diego, California, home of the world's most notorious sports mascot without a sports team, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast at Ingram Micro Cloud Summit X. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, as Cloud Summit comes to a close for the year, we take a moment to break it down with the Ingram Micro Canada leadership team, both Country Chief Executive Bill Brandel and Cloud Chief Greg Onoprienko. Bill will provide his views on the role of Cloud within the overall Ingram organization, where he sees that going, offer his thoughts on the week's events, and give his thoughts on where he'd like to see partners increasing investment and activity. And with Greg, who's been attending Cloud Summit since before Cloud Summit was Cloud Summit, we'll take a look back at the highlights of the event from an announcement standpoint, take a look at how he sees Ingram Partners' cloud journeys expanding, and get his thoughts on what partners can expect from the Ingram Canada Cloud team over the balance of the year. It's a packed show from a busy week, so let's get right into it. My chats with first Bill Brandel, and then Greg Onoprienko. Bill, thanks for taking the time. Always appreciate it.
No worries. Great to see you again.
To throw it open, I guess you're as we're sort of on the final stretch, as it were, of Cloud Summit. Your thoughts on Cloud Summit 10?
Wow. Okay. You know, I will tell you, I've had a number of meetings throughout the course of the last 2 days, and not only my own view of the event, but the partner feedback and the vendor feedback of those that I've met with has been incredible. I thought the speakers that we had this year were super insightful. I thought the content was really relevant to the audience today and yesterday. I thought Renee did probably one of the best presentations I've ever seen about the cloud.
And she certainly made the roadmap, the awesomeness roadmap, make a lot of sense, didn't she?
She did. I was joking around with somebody saying, geez, I think I should maybe go open a business and start selling cloud because these people got it together. But no. All kidding aside, it was probably one of the best events I've been to. I always look forward to the cloud event because working for Ingram for 22 years, you know, we've seen a lot of change in technology, but truly seeing the transformation that's happening before our eyes, Carl said it, this is the best time to be in the IT space. It is the most exciting time in my career.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on how you view cloud and how that is changing, how you view cloud as sort of an overall part of the Ingram business. I'm curious how long you think we'll sort of break cloud out as a separate thing, and does it sort of just become de rigueur and the nature of the beast over time?
That is a great question, and you know, something that Ingram did very deliberately was separate the cloud business from our core distribution business when we started to really go down this road and make significant investments. And we did that for two reasons. We did it because we were learning the technology and what it was going to take to sell it, and we needed to have an entirely different sales and compensation piece. And quite honestly, we did it because it was such a small, it started out as such a small piece of our traditional business that it wasn't going to be focused on if we kept it together. So by separating it, we were able to make the necessary investments. We got a sales team focused and compensated around it, and we saw tremendous growth and success. I will tell you, over the past 2 years, we've been on a mission to really integrate the cloud into the core, what we do every day. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how technology is evolving and how it's being consumed and how it's being purchased and how people are thinking about solutions, it all starts at the cloud. And then they figure out what hardware components need to be part of this hybrid data center solution. So we talked in my, when we met in the beginning of the year about our strategy this year and really focusing on the hybrid data center is what we have set out to do this year. We've put significant investment around this. We have a nice roadmap and a plan to help partners really take that journey with their end customers. But cloud is integral in our success. It is an integral part of our business, and it is going to be something that you will see only continue to grow within our four walls as a more strategic weapon, for lack of a better term. It's going to be a weapon that we can leverage to really help our partners understand the opportunity in front of them and grow collectively with us.
What would you say is your biggest one or two asks of partners, specifically around cloud? You know, what would you like to see on the level sort of your partners do more, better, different in this area?
Awesome. So I thought Renee brought up a really interesting stat, and that was about building the plan. So I've seen it myself. I've talked to many, many partners over the course of these past almost 3 years, And the need for a solid plan outlining what your goals and what you really are looking to achieve as an organization mm-hmm. are key. Okay, so that would be my first ask, is let us help work together to build a plan that takes you where you want to take your business. Okay, so that would be first ask. Mm-hmm. The second ask is to ensure that our partners are leveraging the resources and the subject matter expertise and the technical and the selling resources that we've added to our organization to help them fill in any gaps that they see within their own business or where they would like to go incrementally in their plans. So those two things, if we do that together, we all win, because as you leverage our ability to support the plan that you put in place through resources and through content and subject matter expertise, it's only going to be good for both of us.
All right. Brilliant. Appreciate you taking the time, Bill. Always
no
a pleasure.
Worries. Thank you.
Greg, thanks for taking the time as we run down the final stretch of Cloud Summit. I'm sure it's been a busy week for you.
It's been a great week, a real busy week. Lots of great conversations with partners and vendors and fellows like yourself. And I really appreciate you making the investment to get down here and get an update on what we're doing and take the time to speak with me today.
Well, thanks for having me out. You know, you have an interesting perspective as someone who is here from Cloud Summit 1 and now here a decade later. I want to get your sort of thoughts, if you can sort of wrap up for me what you see as the 10-year journey. Obviously, your seat has changed from being in the audience to being part of running the show the last 3 years, but just your thoughts on the journey of the last decade.
Yeah, great question. Thanks. And I was at not only the very first Cloud Summit, but the previous couple of summits that were called Seismic back then. It was a managed services focus. But it's incredible to me to see the evolution of what Ingram Micro has been able to deliver. Back in the early days, the audiences were smaller. The vendors were more or less unknowns, right? Relatively small startups that were really desperate for recognition. But what you had back then was a bunch of visionaries, literally everybody in the audience back in the early days were the forward thinkers of the IT channel, the early adopters, the ones that really saw an amazing opportunity and were able to seize it. And a lot of those companies have become very successful ever since because of their forward thinking. But to fast forward to today, the scale of the event is incredible. The quality of the speakers that we get, all the vendors are all in and really supportive. To see where it's come, it's incredible. The business opportunity is larger than it's ever been before, and I think the partners finally understand that it's not a question of if, it's a question of when they need to understand, embrace, and move the cloud to their customers.
All right. Renee shared some details sort of how partners are moving up that roadmap of cloud awesomeness that she first shared last year and sort of going deeper and broader in cloud. Generally speaking, does the Canadian experience sort of map that same evolution where it's still obviously rarefied air at the very top with the scale partners, but sort of more partners are moving up through that process and growing their business and the directions of their cloud business?
You know what? The Cloud Awesomeness Roadmap was introduced last year at this event, if you remember. And I was actually really thrilled to see Renee use that same theme this year, right? And to build upon it and kind of enhance it, because I think the theme of that roadmap, that journey, is absolutely bang on. I latched onto it right away when we announced it last year, and I've kind of baked it right into our Canadian strategy. Mm-hmm. All of our Canadian cloud marketing builds upon that roadmap, and all the programs that we've taken to market build upon that awesomeness roadmap. So I think the message is perfect. It talks about the maturity as the partners kind of get up and running and understand the cloud and evolve their own business. I think it's relevant today. I think it's going to be relevant for quite a while. And I just I appreciate that we've stuck with that theme. Sometimes companies can get caught in kind of flip-flopping around on their marketing messages. But I'm really pleased that we've kept that theme going, because I think it's so relevant and so accurate. And it has resonated in the industry as well.
And that progression you've seen as well in the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're sticking to that theme as we message it out to our partners, and we've seen many partners already just in the last 10 or 12 months, evolve their own kind of steps and their progress through that roadmap. I think it works great, and it's really working. We're recruiting more and more partners every year. The quality of the partners, the speed that they're able to accelerate their business, it's really phenomenal to watch.
Let's talk through some of the announcements here at the event, and perhaps the biggest one, at least in my mind, was Connect. It's something that you guys have previewed and discussed for a while, the ability of partners to onboard themselves and get themselves up and running in a more hands-free fashion. Particularly from your perspective as sort of the country level cloud leader, what does having that ability do to your ability to develop a line card?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, we launched our cloud marketplace 4 or 5 years ago now, and again, some of the early challenges we had was the vendor onboarding process was was long, and mm-hmm. it was months and months and months to get through that process to build the integration to finally launch the solutions. It wasn't cheap. The vendors had to be very committed because it was tens of thousands of dollars of investment mm-hmm. on their side and our side. So as a result of that, the launching of services and to our cloud marketplace in the early days took quite a bit of time. Today, with the announcement of Ingram Micro Connect, we've really accelerated that process to onboard vendors into our cloud marketplace, and it kind of dovetails in with a kind of a parallel initiative that we have around our ISV strategy, where we're not just waiting for vendors to kind of find us and ask us to take them to market. We are proactively going out and hunting for the most innovative, unique, software vendors in the industry. If you heard about our ISV program, the Comet Challenge, mm-hmm. we found 500 different ISVs and had a competition and zeroed in on the very top of the heap that not only are just the technology is going to change the world, but we're going to take them to market. So, make long story short, there's a lot of vendors that want to launch with us. We're going out and proactively finding vendors. We need to launch more and more vendors in a shorter period of time, and mm-hmm. and this Ingram Micro Connect announcement really enables us to do that quickly, easily, and you're going to start to see much more frequent launches, and you're really going to start to see the breadth of our portfolio build out very quickly.
And one of the parts that you know Renee certainly keyed on, and something that we talk about a lot, is that in this cloud world, one does not necessarily need to be a vendor or a reseller. It can be a vendor and a reseller. Have you seen a lot of Canadian partners producing IP that could ultimately become a cloud marketplace type of solution in the near future?
Yeah, definitely. Again, with our ISV initiative that we really launched last summer, this is a global initiative for the company, but mm-hmm. But Canada, we've launched our own initiative. We've invested in the program. We've brought our own resources on board to really go out and uncover the very best of the Canadian software vendors. So we had a handful of them actually at the event this week. We had Pragmatic, which is a great solution, a web conferencing solution that we're very interested in taking to market. We've got Datex, which is a really unique cybersecurity offering that mm-hmm. That we're willing to take to market, and there's been a number of others that have really caught our attention, and so to answer your question, we're finding software vendors that are interested in launching in cloud marketplace. You know, the lines are getting a little blurrier as far as who's a customer, who's a vendor, who's a mm-hmm. partner, but we're quickly working through that and figuring out the best way to make it work for everybody.
All right. So you have a new UI for Cloud Marketplace. We've got some new APIs behind it to sort of enable integrations. Anything else you want to kind of call out in terms of the development side of things for the products you're offering on the cloud side of the business?
Yeah, the UI update was really important for us. You know, when we built the marketplace in the early days, the priority was functionality mm-hmm. over pretty user interface. And especially in the last 12 to 18 months, we've really put a lot of effort into kind of cleaning up the look and feel of that cloud marketplace. So the most recent launch or update really took care of a lot of that stuff, and it's very easy and intuitive to work through. And you'll continue to see us make that the interface better and better all the time. So that was a really great enhancement that we talked about today. We announced something else called Marketplace API, which is really it's encouraging the partners to and it kind of falls in sync with that Cloud Awesomeness roadmap, which is use our cloud marketplace not just as a as an engagement or an interface between the partner and Ingram Micro, but to actually use that cloud marketplace and swing it around and let their customers access that marketplace in a self-service fashion. So the marketplace API announcement really kind of fast tracks that and makes it really easy for partners to white label our cloud marketplace and get their customers logging on in the self-service fashion that they already interact with us in. And the final thing I'll call out is the other announcement we made was around our sales and marketing hub, which is it's a baked in library of tools really to help our channel partners market themselves better. So it's kind of pre-canned, you know, all different tools, social media, campaigns, email templates. You know, sales sheets, playbooks, anything that the partners are going to need to better market their own business and their own solutions. We've baked that into our cloud marketplace through the Sales and Marketing Hub, and it'll be available for free to every single Ingram Micro channel partner. So it's true value add.
And my understanding of that is that it launches today in the States, and it's for slated for Canada around mid-year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, probably. You'll probably see that in early Q3 for us, so okay. July, August timeframe. Launching in the States, and then the other countries follow suit. But I've seen the live demo of it. It works great. We're really anxious to get this into the hands of our partners.
No doubt, especially because Renee's presentation keyed a few times on the idea of marketing as a differentiator in terms of progressing up that roadmap of awesomeness. And I think for a lot of solution provider organizations, and I can't, you know, obviously paint everyone with the same brush, but for a lot of solution provider organizations will identify marketing is an area that's a challenge, perhaps. So getting some additional air support there has got to be.
Yeah, you know, and it's so true, and Renee called it out. Not enough channel partners are relying on marketing as a strategy. I think she said it perfectly. Like, you know, some companies get it. They need to use marketing as a tool to really accelerate their business. The other ones don't see it as important, or maybe just don't have the resources or the investment to be able to pull that off. I'm a big believer in marketing. Again, I kind of lived through this. When I had my own IT services company, we were one of the companies that chose to invest in marketing, and we saw the dividends pay off very quickly. Marketing is so important. The partners don't always have the resources or the money to do it properly, and that's why I'm excited about the Sales and Marketing Hub announcement that Ingram came up with. It's one extra value add that Ingram is delivering to our channel partners to deliver really high quality marketing tools and assets that they can use to build their business.
We've done this often enough that I'm sure you know that this is coming. We've talked a lot about where we're at now. Now I'm interested to get in a little bit about where we're going. In recent years, we've talked about, you know, the growth of IaaS, and we've certainly seen that come to life. What are you kind of focused on, and what can partners be expecting from the Ingram Canada Cloud team over the balance of the year?
Yeah, no, so you're right. We called out infrastructure as a service as a really strategic focus area for us in the last, you know, 12 to 18 months. And that's really paid off for us because our Azure business, our AWS business, our IBM Cloud business is growing dramatically. We're continuing to invest there and add more resources. And I was just joking with Bill and some of the other folks the last couple of days. The number of IaaS opportunities and the quality of the opportunities and the size of the opportunities is just, it's exploding for us right now. So that investment is really paying off for us. Another area where we really want to focus on this year is with cybersecurity. There's a lot of solutions out there, a lot of brand new vendors coming to market. They're taking a lot of brand new technology to market, and we really want to double down on that opportunity. So you're going to see us continue to invest in cloud security, bring in some really high quality resources, develop some really great marketing programs to drive that business for us. Mm-hmm. And the third area I would say that we need to focus on is around unified communications as a service. We've brought some really great vendors into our portfolio, like 8x8, like RingCentral, like Jive. It's a real great space for us. It's a high growth opportunity. And again, you'll see us add even more investment, more resources, more marketing, more development to really seize that opportunity.
All right. Brilliant. Always a pleasure, Mr. Anaprienko.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate the opportunity. Enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you. So there you have it, a look at Ingram Micro Cloud Summit X from both Bill Brandel and Greg Anaprienko. I'd like to thank Bill and Greg for joining us for the podcast, thank Ingram Micro Canada for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. Cloud Summit may be about to close, but we still have more from the show tomorrow, as we'll bring you interviews with four of the Canadian Cloud Summit winners. We'll take a look at where they've been in their journey to the cloud, and where they see it heading next. It's a fascinating glimpse into four very different partner organizations, so I hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we'd appreciate if you'd take a second to leave us a rating and a quick review in your podcatcher of choice. It really helps us get the word out about the podcast. And if you want to be sure not to miss an episode of the show, please do subscribe via Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Until tomorrow, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.